think 4-H and you probably picture boys and girls raising lambs or grooming prize bulls for the county fair. While traditional farming activities are still a major focus, 4-H is expanding to prepare kids for a changing world, most notably in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. Jennifer Mitchell recently visited a club in Hamden where activities are just likely to focus on robots or rockets as on potatoes or poultry.
When the last bell of the day rings at Reedsbrook Elementary School, a couple dozen kids don't rush home. Instead, they rush to the school auditorium.
It's going to be a twist today, too. Notice the stage.
Oh.
The island might move up to the stage eventually.
That's Greg Cronick, a University of Maine graduate student in physics, one of several 4-H STEM ambassadors who devise science and math projects for the 4-H Club kids. Today, it's Rockets to the Rescue, where the kids have to deliver a rocket carrying emergency supplies to a disaster-struck island. The island is a hula hoop on the floor, the rocket is a paper cylinder fired out of a plastic tube, and the payload consists of plastic beads. But the mission is designed to teach several things, such as velocity, trajectory, and mass. But lesson number one, don't expect to get anything right on the first try.
I had them start with just a bare bones model and have it fail the very first time. We've got to find out what fails in order to make it better. And so they work together based on their observations. They'll focus on what improvements they need to make.
Cronick says in a regular class, students often feel pressured to come up with the right answer right away, and that can be a confidence killer. Students are also more inclined to safeguard rather than share their classroom work. But today's 4-H lesson is designed to show that science thrives on experimentation and the free exchange of ideas. At the work table, student David is fitting his team's failed rocket with a new wing design.
Yeah, just need to cut it like this. Yeah, it's in triangle. It's a good size, I guess, for a wing. I don't even know.
And if it doesn't work, what are you going to do?
New wings.
Oh! Yay! Maybe don't.
Hey, Brooklyn, we need to make a whole new rocket.
One team's rocket has just fallen well short of the target.
So thinking about what we can change.
I don't know.
Takes more weight off it.
More weight?
Yeah.
Anything about the launch?
More power.
That's Max and Brooklyn troubleshooting their launch with Cronick. Of the 20 or so kids that have come today, Brooklyn is the only girl in the room.
So why do you do this?
I don't know. I like to know how things work. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I like to know how they're built and how they work.
Brooklyn says she's often called a tomboy for the things she likes to do, including her fondness of taking stuff apart. Like many kids, she has no idea what career she'd like to pursue after school. But according to a study from the National Bureau of Economic Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts, girls like Brooklyn face an uphill battle. They're less likely to receive encouragement from their teachers in pursuing high-level math and technology than boys are. That doesn't surprise Alice Philbrick, a former STEM ambassador who now works as an educator for 4-H.
I had a similar experience myself, and I think that schools and clubs are much more attentive to that now and are trying to get girls engaged. I think that there's still that mindset in the general population as well, and that's hard to overcome, but we're trying to.
Getting more girls to come to programs like the 4-H STEM activities is important, she says. STEM skills are going to be essential for job seekers in the future. But does this new focus on STEM mean that 4-H, now embarking on its second century, is losing its traditional focus on farming? Laura Wilson, who runs the 4-H science program, says no.
What our 4-H mission is actually positive youth development. Those traditions in agriculture, those traditions in those animal science programs, they were always for youth to develop life skills so that they could become productive members of society, happy, healthy adults. So it's not a reach at all.
Other programs Wilson says 4-H is exploring include robotics engineering, filmmaking, and in Maine, the group just launched its pilot Follow a Researcher program, where kids are able to see and chat live to scientific researchers working in the field. For NPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.